I can see that there are people who are hiding behind a finger, their fingers, and these people have a hidden agenda. They are not sincere at all. There are people with a hidden agenda. Their agenda is they are still pursuing what they were still pursuing since after elections, because they are still not happy with what happened. And they can't even swallow their pride and accept whatever the results. And this is exactly what they are all after. But I'm sure it's very bad, because this is going to disturb the peace that is there in the country at the moment. And we're still enjoying that peace. And again, they're trying to mislead the people to say the government has failed. This is exactly what they're doing. And I don't see them succeeding in doing that.
But they've got the constitutional right to actually protest. Is that not the case, Mr. Kaole?
Very, very much, Keith. Remember, I'm one of those who just did the writing of this new constitution that you're talking about. It is enshrined in this new constitution that people have the right to demonstrate peacefully. And this is exactly what they are saying they are going to do. But this is coming at the wrong time, because things this government has started doing work after the mandate that they've been given by the people, which they are opposing these guys. And now it's becoming too political. And what I'm realizing is that it's supposed to be done. Yes, people have the right to demonstrate. It is their democratic right, yes. And even people in ZANU-PF have the democratic right to demonstrate. Even if they are talking of this 2%, even the ZANU-PF people can do that, can join them and demonstrate. But these guys have a hidden agenda.
What is your solution to all this? You know, since you are saying these people appear to be having a hidden agenda, it's clear that things are not going the right way. Prices are skyrocketing, and there are some shortages of commodities. So what's the solution here, Mr. Kaole?
And really, Gibbs, honestly speaking, the Mthuli Ncube, the finance minister, presented his budget some few days ago. And those are the issues that are going to be addressed by the finance minister. And the finance minister is working very hard to revive with his team, to revive the economy of our country. And now these people now would want to add chaos, bring about chaos and disharmony, and a lot of things that are going to disrupt some of these activities. But I'm very sorry, it's already late now. Too late now. The train is moving, and they won't succeed in derailing the whole process.
ZANU-PF has actually said its own youth will be having another protest in Harare. So to go concurrently with the MTC protests, so is that the best way of handling some of these issues?
Remember, Kips, you mentioned that it is their democratic right. I think also the youth, ZANU-PF youth, it is their democratic right. But I don't think people, at times when they demonstrate, they must end up clashing. So those people are supposed to be given their opportunity to demonstrate, and then thereafter, if they want to do a counter strategy, they were supposed to have their own day, demonstrate as well. But then this is going to bring about a bit of, chaos and the like.